Hello, everyone. This is Jay with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 28. Today's title is Plucked Out of the Fire, the second podcast in our series on the Gospel of the Burning Bush. In our last podcast, we explored how the burning bush is a symbol of how the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob delivered Moses throughout his life for the future work that God was preparing for him. In this podcast, we are going to have a look at how the burning bush is a symbol of the deliverance of the whole nation of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. Just as a personal story before we get started, I'd like to share with you how this whole study on the burning bush got started. It was the summer of 2007, and I was working on the Manitoulin Youth Conference workbook, which was a study of Moses. One of the questions was, what does the burning bush mean? And I remember thinking, what do you mean, what does the burning bush mean? But the writers of the workbook included a helpful little hint after that question, and that little hint was a verse. So when I read this verse, I want you to think about the burning bush and all that we have learned about Moses so far. Remember, we have seen how the burning bush relates to him personally. He was delivered from the sword of Pharaoh. Remember, he named his son Eleazar to commemorate that. And this was before he came back to deliver his brethren from the bondage of Egypt. So here's the verse, Malachi chapter 3 at verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. This was the verse that opened my eyes to the whole teaching of the burning bush in relation to the nation of Israel. The Bible teaches that Israel, ultimately, will be an unconsumed nation. Consider these two verses in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 25 and 26. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. And so we know that Yahweh's covenant with heaven and earth, with heaven and earth and day and night do continue. His covenant is sustained in that, and so his covenant will be sustained with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. And so there are many links that connect the experience of Moses to the experience of the children of Israel. And these verses clearly show us that Moses was a forerunner of his people, so much so that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says that the children of Israel were baptized into Moses. Just think about this. Both Moses and the children of Israel were pushed out of Egypt. Remember how Moses fled because his people rejected him? And 40 years later, the children of Israel were pushed out of the land as well by the Egyptians, who were thankful to see them go. They gave the Hebrews riches and goods as they left. Both Moses and the children of Israel were pursued by Pharaoh and his men, and both prophet and people were delivered from them. Both Moses and the children of Israel escaped to the wilderness, and both Moses and the children of Israel received the word of God out of the fire at Sinai. Both Moses and the children of Israel, despite their fear, were unconsumed at the appearing of the angel in the fire of God, first for Moses in the bush, then for the nation, and including Moses, as that angel descended upon Mount Sinai, and the whole mountain was on fire. Just as Moses led a flock of sheep in the wilderness that were not his own, so now he was about to lead the flock of God through the wilderness toward the land of promise. Moses is definitely the forerunner of his people. And just as a little lesson here, it's important to pause and consider this teaching. Moses heard the word of God in the wilderness. He heard God's voice far away from the influences of Egypt. It says in the book of Acts that Moses was mighty in words and deeds. When the children of Israel arrived at Sinai, they too heard the voice of God in the fire, in the wilderness, far away from the influences of Egypt. This is an important lesson for us who live in Egypt today, with all its influences and distractions and pleasures of sin. We have to be able in our own hearts to come into the wilderness, to be able to hear the words of God away from all the distractions. We reflect on how much we are being distracted by all that the world has to offer us. As we journey through the wilderness of life, we must all ask ourselves if our hearts are in Egypt or in the land of promise. Have we become so busy that we are having trouble making time to hear the voice of God? Well, the children of Israel were delivered out of the iron furnace, as Egypt is described in Deuteronomy chapter 4 at verse 20. And they were delivered by the hand of Moses, who himself had already been delivered from that same furnace of affliction. So as we come back to think about this symbol of the bush, can you think of any record in Scripture that records an experience of those who, naturally speaking, should have been destroyed in a furnace, but were brought out unconsumed? We have that incredible account of Daniel's three friends who were thrown into the burning, fiery furnace. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bound in Babylon by a foreign power in a foreign land, were preserved, unconsumed. The fire was heated so greatly that the flame of the fire consumed the men who put these friends of Daniel in. This is clearly a miracle. And for every miracle performed by the God of heaven, there is also something important to be learned. And what we learned here is one of the most important elements of the gospel message. Daniel's three friends represent the people of God, the children of Israel, in their affliction in a foreign land, suffering at the hands of foreign nations according to the curses of the law. In many cases, the enemies of Israel have tried to destroy them completely, to consume them, but they will never be totally successful. That is exactly the message, the good news, the gospel of the burning bush, as it relates to the children of Israel and to the God to whom they belong. It says in Jeremiah 46, verse 28, "Fear not thou, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee, but I will not make a full end of thee." This is what the burning bush symbolizes. Israel will never be consumed. They will suffer the judgments of God. They will be corrected. But they will not be destroyed as a nation, because God has decreed and the covenants of promise have guaranteed. Many nations since Egypt and Babylon have endeavored to extinguish the people of Israel from the face of the earth. Think about Haman. Think about Hitler. Think about those in control of the nation of Iran today. About 2,500 years ago, the enemies of the Jews tried to frustrate the work of those who had returned from Babylon to build their city, because God had promised that they would do that. Yahweh had chosen Jerusalem. They had been, and they will be, plucked out of the fire. And as an interesting side note, that's exactly what it is that the word Holocaust means. It means a great burning. As Christadelphians, we believe in the restoration of the kingdom of God on earth, the restored, regenerated, and converted nation of Israel. It will be the greatest nation on earth, and Jerusalem, plucked out of the fire of all ages of humanity, will be the capital of all humanity in that day. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next Monday for the next episode in this series entitled The Gospel of the Burning Bush on the Magnify Him Together podcast.